cops.
We'll go ahead and start then. I'd like to welcome everyone out tonight to our CDRA meeting, June 10th, 6 p.m. regular meeting. We'll start off with a roll call.
Paul.
Here.
Mike.
Yes.
Rodney.
Here.
Kate.
Here.
Okay, next we'll have approval of the minutes from the May 13th, 2025 regular CDRA meeting held at 6 p.m. Questions, concerns?
No, they have been digging up the road there between, or not digging up the road, but Spring City and Mount Pleasant, that the pathway. It's made.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're working on the trail.
Yeah.
Yep.
Looks like I was excused from that meeting, but I have read through the minutes.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the May 13th, 2025 CBI meeting.
Okay, a motion by Kate, seconded by Paul, to approve the minutes of the May 13th regular CBRA meeting at 6 p.m. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is approval of claims and voice register dated May 1, 2025 to May 31, 2025 in the amount of $16,056.45.
Looks like most of that's going to the city park improvement.
Yes.
So I'll make a motion that we approve the invoice register 5125 to 531 of 25 in the amount of $16,056.45.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Kate, seconded by Rondi, to approve the invoice register dated May 1, 2025 to May 31, 2025 in the amount of $16,056.45. Roll call.
Paul.
Yes.
Rondi.
Yes.
Kate.
Yes.
Seeing Mont's not here, we're up north side. Do you want to give maybe an update on the park, Paul?
Yeah. Sprinkler system's going in pretty good. Culver's guys are helping, and it's going in again. Had a little delay. We should, we figured maybe two more weeks after this week should pretty much be done with it.
Oh, good.
That's awesome.
Before the 4th.
Yeah.
We want to get some of those areas planted now and put some straw over it. It's probably going to get beat a little bit, but I think it'll take.
So you're talking after you get the sprinkling system in, aren't you, first? Well, and then
we can do some of it right now.
Well, as I'm saying, the areas that you've got the sprinkling system.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we've been watering right behind us. You know,
right.
We come short on a couple of valves that we're waiting, and we'll get some more water going. But yeah, it's going good.
The big gun seems like it's working to keep the other alive.
A big gun out there. Water and what he can right now to try to keep it alive and get it done.
I've known a few kids that go try to put the faith in it and we'll have a faith.
Yeah. You've
got to put plain in
that. I should probably know the answer to this question, but are the bathrooms in use now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I knew the cemetery was, and we talked about that. But
they've been in use for, probably a week after it was set.
The fountains were in use until somebody filled them with dirt, right?
Oh, yeah.
How many times did you replace that one drinking fountain, or that spigot on that one?
Four times. The Titans aren't good enough this time. If they get it off, they're superheroes.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, we do have surveillance cameras out there. But
so in the morning, me and Jeff can go look at cameras and see if we can't figure out who filled that drinking fountain full of dirt.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Why? Yeah. The drain, then, is that what they filled? Or?
It is. The whole thing. They just packed dirt over there and put it in the whole bowl of the fountain and everything.
Did you see the pictures that Jeff posted? Jeff posted some pictures of that.
I have not seen them.
We'll have to show you the pictures of that.
Okay.
They ripped the soap dispenser off the wall. They put spit welds all over inside.
They did?
Sounds like some community service time.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm hoping, and figure out who it was, and they can come help us clean bathrooms on the weekend.
Yeah. Oh, and they've been doing a really good job keeping all the culverts down. I've heard a lot of really good comments about it.
I don't know, speaking to them, I don't know if there's a way to... If we got, like, reservations morning and afternoon on those pavilions, we may have to have a midday cleaning on some of those, or restock, too.
Yeah, we watch for that and try to either I leave bags and ask the people with the first reservation to please change them. And then they've been pretty good if I leave them bags to change them for the next group coming in.
Okay. So that could be a problem if you have a big group that way. It seems like it's getting used a lot.
Yeah, it is. The whole park is, people just, it's, on weekends especially, it's just packed with people.
Yeah.
Wow. It's good.
What about the tree planting? It looked well, like we was having a lot of trees out there. I wasn't able to.
Yeah, they've done a good job. We're watering them with the sprinkler system, so they don't have to go out there and hand water.
Claudia.
Can I ask, what about cement and sidewalks? I sent a text to the mayor and actually talked to Coulter about the old tables that were under the pavilion before we changed them, and suggested that would be nice to have some down by the playground, because you saw that cement one, it's always got somebody on it, and the blanket itself, we want one to have a picnic area, I think, where the kids play. Is that still a possibility to put? Does anyone have a cement pad for those? So I'm just wondering if that was ever discussed, if there's still a possibility to put some picnic tables down by the playground, and we're already with cement.
That's what we even talked about the other day, Paul.
Yeah.
So, as soon as we get sprinklers in, see where a good place to put them would be, we'll get them in.
Great.
You got that ready for the pork cement, the pavilion and stuff into the
restrooms, right? Yeah, on the floor next week. We're going to pour a pad under that back door for that, too, so we can get a cage on it.
That'd be
important. Oh, and where do you want a water spigot? Kind of like in the middle of that bigger field area? Or?
The biggest thing I see, I wish we knew where he was going to put that foam machine, because that's one of the reasons we wanted it for the 4th of July.
I suggest put him over to soccer.
We talked about that, but then we talked about the kids running across the street.
Yeah.
We didn't know how to close the road that far down to not, so we didn't have kids running and getting hit.
Yeah.
The library is doing their chalk. It will be over there on the soccer field. And the movie in the park's going to be over there, I think. Or was it in I can't remember where she told me that was for sure.
Talking to Debbie, she wants to do it on a big chunk of grass between the two fields, and that T section is where they want to do it. But
I think, again, we're just going to have to go out there and wrap the fence off and put some steel posts in that.
That old ball field.
That old ball field kind of fenced off.
People won't like walking through it, I promise you.
No.
That would be pretty muddy.
Yeah, it's going to take a little while to heal up. Once it's healed up and that grass gets established, it's going to be nice. It's going to take a little Yep.
The coverage is amazing on that sprinkler system.
Oh, yeah.
We should be able to grow some good grass now.
Yeah, there shouldn't be one brown spot out there after. I mean, that covers up really good.
Good.
That is nice.
Good, good.
So is that a new ball field where all that dirt is, or is that going to be grass?
Grass.
Is it going to be one ball field out there? That's too bad.
I know the football, the Little League football players like to practice out there. They might be getting a little muddy this year.
Once that's established in grass, there's no reason why they can't play ball on the grass field.
Yeah. And yeah, you're just trenching where the pirate was.
Anything else anybody's got for CDR?
They moved their meetings. They used to have CDR meetings the second Tuesday, so they moved those to the third Tuesday. So I didn't know if we were going to switch. We talked about switching CDR days because we won't have an update now for another month, and they're having a meeting next week.
Probably have to wait to July to switch.
Do you mean Main Street?
Switch,
Main Street CRA, yeah.
Yeah, so we're talking about switching and change our work session to the first one and put CDRA on the second city council. Do it that way.
Maybe one other thing before we just adjourn, let me just make mention. Next claims will probably be substantially higher as we're paying some of that Spring City trail project. But we're also working on the reimbursement side of that as well. So we start seeing some big draws.
What do you mean by working on the reimbursement?
Getting the money back to from like UDOT, Outdoor Recreation, and the Governor's Office of Rec.
Making their draws enough.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Kate to adjourn, second by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.